It's a very special day.
Today is National Rubber Ducky Day.
What sound does a duck make?
I have all my ducks in a row.
A squeaky clean like a rubber ducky.
National Rubber Ducky Day today.
Go on, give him a squeeze.
Come on, we're ready to start the show.
Can I do this?
Come on, let's go.
Did it rubber ducky?
No.
No, wait, sort of.
Seriously?
Let's go.
Only if you bring your rubber ducky.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
You leave my rubber ducky out of this. It's the only thing they didn't test me at the hospital yesterday. Let's move forward.
In digital HD.
Of course, a big thank you to Chad Evans for sitting in yesterday. Morgan in the morning, back behind the mic. We'll talk about it just a little bit.
Morgan in the morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Back after a field trip day, let's call that. Personal time, sick day, what do we call it? Trip to the hospital, that's what I call it. Not a field trip day, a necessity day. I had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy on the same day at the same time. What am I, nuts? No, this is what they wanted. Okay then, all part of getting old, the one nurse told me. I was like, well, thank you for the reminder. Great people at Evangelical Community Hospital, just saying. Greatest people ever. Donna the nurse, you are incredible. And the nurse anesthetist, Dan, he was a great guy. Joked around with me, told him I suffered from lab coat anxiety or white jacket and hospital freak out. That's what I call it. So he said, don't worry, I'll fix you up. And he did. He said, I'm going to give you a little dose of New Year's Eve. I was like, okay. So I was all funkified before they took me into the operating room. I was like, hey, man, it's all good. Yeah, peace, love, happiness. They're like, wow, who's this guy? Anyway, got it all done. Now we wait. They found a couple things, but it's no big deal. You have an ulcer. I said, really? I'm not the real nervous type. They said, yeah, you are. It's just down deep in your belly. I was like, all right, whatever. And a couple other things they found. Whatever. You know, it's all part of getting old. Maybe the nurse was right. I don't know. I'm in my 60s now, and I have to remember that. I still act like I'm 18. I don't know why. I think it's in the blood. My late dad, he was the greatest guy in the world. He acted like a kid, and he was 77 when he passed. He was still acting like a kid right to the end. Perhaps that's where I'm going. The same path. And you know what? I'd be okay with it. Some more testing today. This time they send me to Geisinger. I think I'm making the hospital tour. I swear to God, if I end up at the Veterans Hospital in Wilkes-Barre, I'm going to know something is weird. But anyway, thanks for all your concern. Your messages on Facebook were marvelous. I love you guys, every one of you.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, COVID sniffing dogs? Is there such a thing? And later on this hour, Ben Roethlisberger. I am not a Steelers fan. I know you are. But Big Ben said a mouthful yesterday. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
I guess I saw that grade schools in Massachusetts are using dogs to sniff out COVID. So if the dog starts barking, either you have COVID or Lunchables.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Well, here I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds.
Hey,
and
nice.
I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself.
Well, a morning
and
bath.
I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back.
Yeah, sure.
And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm
after
done.
After the bath. Well, good
but
for you.
But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day.
Morgan in the
and
Morning.
You know what that is?
Morgan in the Morning.
It's a very special friend of mine.
Tom Morgan, yeah.
My favorite little pal.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait, you're not singing about me?
Oh, what? Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Well, it is National Rubber Ducky Day.
Rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true.
Come on, you remember the song.
Oh,
sing along.
Every day when I make my way to the
tubby,
I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine. And I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
National Rubber Ducky Day. Did you ever get ducked? If you're a Jeep Wrangler owner, did you ever get rubber ducked? I haven't yet, and I've owned my Jeep for a few years. I'm thinking, like, sooner or later, I'm going to find a rubber duck on my Jeep. That means someone out there loves your Jeep, and then you're supposed to pass it on to another Jeep owner. I haven't been rubber ducked yet, but today is National Rubber Ducky Day. For a different reason, I guess. We're a little thin on material today, so thank you, Ernie.
Rubber ducky, you're so fine. And I'm lucky that you are mine. Rubber ducky.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Should we talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers ASAP? Yeah. Big Ben had a press conference yesterday. I don't know if he's doing that psychology thing, but let me tell you, it was funny. Morgan in the Morning. Slipping and sliding? Well, maybe on your kitchen floor. Viral comedy is coming up. Ouch! That had to hurt. Stand by. Viral comedy is next.
94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, you gotta look this one up later. If you're not driving your car, look it up now. This is funny, especially the way the lady owns it. Okay, I say if you do something stupid and you're caught on video, you gotta own it. A woman filming herself in the bathroom with her new outfit on and showing off her new boots gets tangled up with the sink cabinet door and face plants on the bathroom floor. And she thinks it's funny.
I got these new boots.
Nice boots, yeah. Look out!
Are you okay?
Oh my!
Yes, and I got it on video.
Yeah, you got it on video. You face planted on the bathroom floor, and the best part is you're owning it.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94K.
Congrats. WQKN. Still to come, that speech from Big Ben. Steelers fans, you're not going to want to miss this. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
News, sports. Yeah, Rob Center's got the sports coming up next. AccuWeather as well. The big storm coming up this weekend. Sports, though. This story is a story behind the story, and I love stupid sports stories. I'm not a Steelers fan. I realize 99% of Central PA is. Why is that 1% Philadelphia fans and 99% Pittsburgh? It's closer to Philly, people. The Eagles are in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, for you Steeler fans, you love your Ben Roethlisberger. He's probably going to retire and blabberder, blabberder, blah. But Ben yesterday said something very funny at a press conference, as in playing the Chiefs this weekend. So before all you Steeler fans start putting that stupid song on social media, here we go, it's time for another ring. No, listen to Ben's words.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team that, I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the number one team that's won the AFC the last 2 years, arguably the best team in football. We don't have a chance, so let's just go in and play and have fun.
Yeah, we don't have a chance, so let's just go play and have some fun. Suddenly, I like this guy. It's weird. Oh, I get it. It's that reverse psychology stuff. Hey, Ben, good luck with that.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Two words for you. Patrick Mahomes. Anyway, news, sports, AccuWeather next. It's Morgan in the Morning. All right, we heard the news. Coming up, the good news. You're in, like, community aid shopping, let's say, and you find a tray of slides that says Sue's wedding. So what do? You try to find Sue.
I'm hoping that she really enjoys it as the special surprise for her 52nd anniversary with her husband.
Here we go. Some good news on the way that has to do with the return of some slides and some good news for the Sunbury Police.
Best songs on the radio. 94.1.
WQKN.
Digital HD.
Oh, and you heard the Belfont story with Mark and the Red Raiders? How about the Shippensburg Red Raiders? A different Red Raider.
Panic on the brain. World is gone insane.
More Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Lost and found in, like, community aid, say, for instance. It's always good news. It's always a great story.
I was at Goodwill looking for some electronics. I ended up seeing Trey with a bunch of different photos in it. It says Sue's wedding on the front of it. I held on to him. It took about half an hour. People on Facebook were quick. I'm hoping that she really enjoys it as the special surprise for her 52nd anniversary with her husband.
This must be a collection of photos that my dad had, and he's been gone for 11 years. I'm very sentimental about things like that.
How'd you like to celebrate your 52nd anniversary by looking at slides your late great dad had saved but had ended up at the Goodwill? That's good news. Hey, good news for the Sunbury Police Department. They have a new place to live.
First couple days here, we sat in the office and just kind of looked around and was just like, man, we've come a long way. And I really couldn't have done it without the officers that are currently here. They're hard workers. I can't thank them enough for the work that they have been doing in the midst of moving, major incidences we've had. So I'm pretty thrilled right now.
Yeah, Sunbury Police Chief Brad Hare, a great guy with a great new place to work.
We still have a lot of work to do to get it ready, but it's very workable right now. And we couldn't be more happier for what the city has done for the police department at this time.
Yes, absolutely right, Police Chief. That's good news for everybody involved. And hey, Belfont, you're still the Red Raiders. That's a long story, but you get to keep your name. What about Shippensburg?
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
If your local group has some good news, you send it along to Mark Lawrence with Morgan in the Morning and News Radio 1070 WKOK. He'll make sure we get it and it becomes our good news.
94.1 WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still stuck in that Red Raider thing. The Shippensburg Red Raiders are like pirates. The Belfont Red Raiders were Native Americans. I didn't know that. Anyway, on the way, late night TV, Netflix. The addictions in Netflix, are they worse than the addictions of Netflix? Jimmy Fallon explains. Birthday buddies on the way and more.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Researchers found that Netflix has continued to produce content that shows people smoking, despite making a pledge that they would stop. People don't want Netflix to glorify addiction while they watch 5 hours of Netflix every night.
Make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. And go. Here comes a great list of celebrity birthdays.
Oh, boy. Okay. Right.
First up for you youngsters, Natalia Dyer is 27 today. She plays Nancy Wheeler on Stranger Things. Okay. Huge TV show.
All right.
Liam Hemsworth is 32.
I know who he is.
Yeah. He was a little brother on Hunger Games.
Yes.
Yeah. He was Gale. Okay. American Idol flunkies for 20, please.
William.
Yes.
Talk to me. Tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby.
William Hung.
I remember
that song, yeah. She Bang?
She Bang, She Bang.
Yeah, there you go. William Hung is celebrating his 39th birthday.
I love
today.
People who make fun of themselves. It's great.
How about Orlando Bloom? Do you need a moment? He's 45.
No, it's all right. I'll stay here. Thank you.
He's a sexy pirate.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's enough.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Graham Suggs McPherson. I love his name.
That's a great name.
He's the lead vocalist of Madness, our house.
Oh, okay, right.
In the middle of this.
Right,
street.
Right.
Graham Suggs McPherson. And finally, one of my favorite characters from one of my favorite shows, Elaine from Seinfeld.
No.
Is celebrating a birthday today.
Tell her about the shrinkage factor.
No, I'm not going to tell her about your shrinkage. Besides, I think women know about shrinkage.
How do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
Oh.
Let's ask Elaine.
Yeah. Do women know about shrinkage?
What do you mean, like laundry?
No.
Like when a man goes swimming afterwards?
It shrinks?
Like a frightened turtle.
Yeah. Why does it shrink?
It just does.
It just does.
Elaine was so innocent, and then other times, like with the soup Nazi, she was so evil.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We love Julia Louis-Dreyfus. 61 years old today.
Wow, I didn't realize she was close to our age.
There you go. Now let's take a look at the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
We certainly do. Happy birthday to Brandon Klinger of Sunbury, 41 years old today.
Colby Walsh from Freeburg, 33 today.
Deb Foltz, 49.
Jan Topolsky is 64.
Jennifer Scheip is 39.
Happy birthday, Karen Gares from Kramer, 57 today.
Kathy Shea from Mount Pleasant Mills is 59.
Luann Hackenberg, 60 today.
Rebecca Wagner, happy birthday. She's from Trevorton. She's 64. Or wait, oh my God. She's 44.
You just aged her 20 years. Sorry, Rebecca.
So sorry.
Oh, Rodney Murphy is 34 today.
Tammy Wendt from Dalmatia, 47 years old today. Nobody on the Ford Fun Line. Nobody on Facebook Messenger, as far as I know. I checked.
Couldn't
a few
find
minutes
anything
ago.
Anyway.
Right. And, of course, there's always email and that text club.
Oh, yes. Don't forget about that.
Don't forget the text club.
It has a complex. Just don't forget the
Yeah, just don't
club.
Forget it.
No.
Each and every day at this time.
It is birthday buddies.
Yes, it is.
WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Another chapter of And There It Is.
Oh, good.
There's another problem in California.
Uh-oh.
This time, it's birds in downtown.
Oh,
not just any bird. Black crows in downtown L.A.
You mean Chris Robinson's in downtown L.A.? Oh, you mean the bird itself. Sorry.
Oh, I was thinking more... The movie, The Birds.
Oh, Tippi Hedren.
Tippi Hedren, don't say it.
Don't ever say Tippi Hedren.
Don't say it. Alfred Hitchcock, don't say it. Anyway, And There It Is, on the way. Other morning radio shows are called Stupid News, but we do believe that with every act of stupidity, there could be a lesson in life. And there it is. A city in California has a crow problem, so they're going to scare them away with laser pointers.
Lasers can blind the birds. Which basically is a death sentence for the birds. If they can't see, they can't feed or fly properly.
Okay, hang on, bud. The problem is the birds. You want to get rid of them, don't you? And there it is, on the way.
W-Q-K-X. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Yeah, they got a problem in Sunnyvale, California. It's called a crow problem. The crows are multiplying, gathering everywhere, leaving their little crow droppings. And so we're going to scoot them away, scat them away, if you will, with laser pointers. But wait, that could be dangerous.
The noise is just unbearable. We have Caltrain right there, but it actually competes with Caltrain in terms of the noise pollution in the downtown area.
They are all overpopulated right now. There's no denying it.
We are currently experimenting with using lasers to humanely annoy the crows into
feeding. Get away! Get away!
I have real concerns about the use of lasers. Lasers can blind the birds, which basically is a death sentence for the birds. If they can't see, they can't feed or fly
okay,
properly.
Okay. I love animals, but hey, the birds are louder than the train system. I got two words for you, bud. Alfred Hitchcock.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
WQKX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
All right, age discrimination at work. Could you sue your employer because they're playing music that you don't recognize? They're not playing the 80s anymore. They're playing techno dance. Details coming up. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. 94KX.
All right, here's the deal for you. You're getting ready to leave for work or whatever. You're older. Let's say 60s, like me. All right. A 64-year-old personal trainer is suing the luxury health club where he works for age discrimination because they refuse to play music that was recorded more than 18 months ago, let alone 18 years ago. So this guy's not getting any 80s or 90s, but he's not getting anything that's more than a year and a half old. So he is suing his employer for age discrimination. Isn't this like a scene from Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I just had a heart attack. Maybe you should turn this techno music down.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, buddy. I'm not really feeling these tunes. Boom, there we go.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm rifling through your music. And it's pretty terrible.
You know what? Put it down.
Does he have any 80s?
Doesn't appear to, no. It seems like he's got a bunch of dance mixes. Whoa, hang on. It's all good. I got a Steve Winwood CD in my car. I'll just go out and grab that.
Listen, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Why? What's wrong with Steve Winwood?
Yeah, man. Higher Love? It's a classic.
Listen, I put the music in this class, okay?
Oh.
Oh. No. I apologize. Oh. I had no idea that this was all about you.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Have you hit the lottery yet? No, neither have I. But do you drink Budweiser? Whoa, Morgan in the Morning. Okay, I don't know how I'm going to set this up, but imagine a Willy Wonka for adults.
I got it! I was here! Give me that ticket!
Oh my goodness! I got a golden ticket! I can't believe it!
QKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Okay, it's not a golden ticket. It's a golden can of beer inside the case. Details coming up next.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1.
WQKX. In digital HD. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You're on your way to work, and you're thinking, will I ever hit the lottery? I know the odds of hitting it are a bazillion to one, but I'm still going to stop at the Turkey Hill and get my ticket, because you never know. Well, how'd you like a golden ticket where you could win $1 million? $1 million! And all you have to be holding is that golden ticket for your chance. Except it's a golden can of beer. This is an incredible promotion. Budweiser is going all Willy Wonka on the world and hiding golden cans of Budweiser in their cases. And if you find one of those golden cans, there's only going to be 10,000 of them. Now, I know what you're saying. That's a lot. Well, no, it's not. For every can of Budweiser that gets cracked open in this country per day, 10,000 golden cans. And if you have one in the case of your Budweiser, you're automatically entered to win $1 million. All of a sudden, it's Willy Wonka for adults.
I got it!
Now, just picture adults yelling stuff like that. It's gonna happen.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Seth is in Girl Scouts versus Boy Scouts. Something interesting, especially when it has to do with cookies. And Tom's top list of the day, top celebrities we threw out the door in 2021.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The Girl Scouts have partnered with the delivery platform DoorDash to allow local troops to sell cookies through the app. Meanwhile, the Boy Scouts, still trying to make a fire with sticks.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the top 10 celebrities we've said goodbye to in 2021. No, they didn't die, just their careers. Number 10, Matt Lauer. Yeah. NBC News, lock under his desk, little button. Yeah, forget it. Shia LaBeouf. Well, he's just weird to begin with. Number 8, Oprah. She endorsed Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz. Well, there's a problem. Number 7, Jenny McCarthy. She's been anti-vax for years. Now it's dangerous. Number 5, Chevy Chase. Really? Well, he's done a lot of strange things behind the camera as well. Dr. Phil, he loves to exploit people. Number 4, Ellen DeGeneres. I love Ellen. You do remember when she made Taylor Swift cry and then she outed Mariah Carey for being pregnant? Ellen, take it easy. Slow your roll. Chris Brown, for just being Chris Brown, I guess. Demi Lovato, yeah, remember that frozen yogurt thing? Wow, that was weird. And number 1, Rebel Wilson. She talks about body shaming and then she body shames her double. The 10 celebrities we've decided to do without in 2022.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, if you're getting cabin fever, we got some things coming up, including a cabin fever party and a wedding expo.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You feel the fever, the cabin fever. That's okay. That's that space between New Year's and Valentine's Day. The New Year is here. Hearts Day, well, that's a while off. But I got two things for you. A cabin fever party at Spyglass with Three Beards and 94KX teaming up with Gilson Snowboards and Skis to have one heck of a party. Now, it's the sixth annual cabin fever, but we've turned it up by having cardboard sled races. So go ahead, make a sled out of a cardboard box, and we'll get a snow machine, and we'll put some snow down the hill there at Spyglass, and we're going to race. And I'm going to call the races, and it's going to be fun. Plus, there'll be beverages, of course. There'll be food. There'll be live music and more. Go to the Spyglass Facebook page. Check it out. It's going to be fun. Saturday, January 29th. What a way to close the month, and what a way to cure your cabin fever. Now, for you lucky people who got engaged at Christmas, or maybe you'll get engaged at Valentine's Day, we've got a wedding expo coming up for you. February 20th. Write it down. Here comes the bride. Here comes the groom. Here comes the guests. Here comes all the fun with 94KX and the venue at Liberty Valley. It's all coming up. Fun for you. Still to come. Yeah. Or as I've been saying since January 1, let's do 22.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Our final shot today comes from John Mayer, one of my favorites. Turns out he was a dear friend of Bob Saget. Parting shot next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
He is a man who says what he means to say.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Our parting shot today. I had no idea that John Mayer was such good friends with Bob Saget. It's the truth. John and another friend, Jeffrey Ross, were assigned to go to LA Airport to pick up Bob Saget's car, which was left there when he flew from LA to Florida, where he recently passed. Here's John Mayer in a recorded conversation inside that car.
I've just never known a human being who could give that much love individually and completely to that many people in a way that made each person feel like he was a main character in their life.
Yeah.
And they were a main character in his life.
Yeah.
Do you know how effusive you have to be in your love for everyone in your life, for each and every person he loved, to be told by another he loved you so much?
Yeah.
Bob's effusive and repeated expression of love is the greatest gift that he left people, because all we have is the pain of his going.
Wow. John Mayer doesn't just write it in songs. He says what he means to say. Rest in peace, Bob Saget, but the kind words live on.
Waking up is the hardest part.
John Mayer with today's parting shot.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.